This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon says about 100 Ukrainians will head to Oklahoma's Fort Sill as soon as next week to begin training on the Patriot missile defense system. Ukraine has long sought the Patriot system for surface-to-air guided missiles because it can target aircraft, cruise missiles, and shorter-range ballistic missiles. During his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about the need.
Irregular migration, illegal drugs, climate change, and trade disputes are front and center.
Saying we can and must counter this Russian attack with a new level of modern military technology, which Ukraine can receive from its partners. He says he's grateful to all leaders who support us for their understanding that right now is at the time of a new powerful regime. U.S. President Joe Biden, Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau seem to be working on reaching some type of agreement despite some friction between them. More from VOA's Anita Powell.
The leaders of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada say they are working together on some of the biggest challenges their continent faces. Among them, irregular migration, drug trafficking, trade agreements in the face of Chinese competition.
Against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. But the solutions and the leaders' views of them are not so straightforward. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell reports from the Summit of North American Leaders in Mexico City.
And this is VOA News. The United States is accusing Russian military contractors backed by the Kremlin of interfering in internal affairs of African countries and increasing the likelihood that violent extremism will grow in the Sahel region, which is facing increasing attacks and deteriorating security. Russia has denied. The U.S. Deputy Ambassador Richard Mills lashed out at the Wagner Group at a U.N. Security Council meeting on Tuesday on West Africa and the Sahel. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol says the spike in North Korean missile tests, growing nuclear ambitions, and other provocative acts posed as a serious threat could spark a wider conflict. Speaking with the Associated Press at the presidential office in Seoul, Yoon reiterated his call for closer security, cooperation with the United States and Japan to ensure they have an overwhelming ability to counter the dangerous situation, as he put it. Change is coming for a U.S. Marine unit in Japan. We get more details from AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Top national security officials from the United States and Japan are expected to agree to changes in the joint defense posture this week as the two nations confront rising threats from North Korea and increasing aggressiveness from China. U.S. officials say Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will meet with their Japanese counterparts. They are expected to issue a joint statement that will adjust but not increase the American troop presence on the island of Okinawa. Officials say the agreement will transform an existing Marine regiment into a new, more rapidly mobile unit. The new agreements come just ahead of a visit by Japan's Prime Minister to Washington this week, where he'll meet with President Joe Biden at the White House on Friday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sinkholes have swallowed cars, while floodwaters and mud have made things worse in California. AP's Ben Thomas.
The sound of the Ventura River raging in California. Selena Flores escaped her nearby mobile home at the last minute.
Debris began to take the fence of our enclosure down and just bring in mud, trees, and everything and destroy.
Governor Gavin Newsom says at least 17 people have died from the storms.
We've had less people die in the last 2 years of major wildfires in California that have died since New Year's Day.
AP's Ben Thomas reporting.